A homicide investigation has been launched after a shooting on Auckland's Ponsonby Road last night. Police responded to reports of gunshots at about 20 past 10 and found a man dead at the scene. Armed police have been patrolling since, and a cordon is still in place between Franklin Road and Richmond Road. RNZ reporter Maya Ingo is at the cordon and joins us now. Kia ora, Maya. What's been happening there this morning?
Kia ora, Charlotte. Well, there's been armed police at the scene on Ponsonby Road all morning, really. There's been police cars coming in and out, and a scene investigation with a forensic team has been underway. Police have been going up and down the road, scouring for what evidence they can. Many people have been walking past the cordon this morning and found they could not get to their place of work or through the street on their way to work or school, either having to walk around the street or close shop for the day entirely.
And so what exactly do we know about what happened last night?
Well, as you said before, police said they were called to the scene after reports of gunshots at around 20 past 10 last night, and they found a man dead at the scene. One person I talked to who works at Duck Island just down the end of the street said she was escorted out by armed police shortly before 11 p.m, but many people didn't actually hear the gunshots from what I've heard. We've heard from some business owners that it may have been a drive-by incident, and overall people are feeling pretty shocked and pretty afraid.
Usually quite a busy area, Ponsonby. What is the reaction of residents and workers in the area? You've been staked out there for a while now.
Many people, as I said, they've been shocked and they're deeply saddened to hear of a death in Ponsonby. They say this kind of thing doesn't really happen in this area, but they feel like it's becoming more common across the country, and it is a concern for many people to hear that this kind of incident happened right around the corner. Many people have lived here for some years and say this is the first time they've really heard of something like this happening in the area.
Thank you very much. That's our reporter Maya Ingo, who is at the cordon. The police will be holding a press conference at 12:30 this afternoon. So, of course, we will bring you the latest from that as we have it.